The hall is hushed, the orchestra ready. A conductor raises his baton, and suddenly, violins sing with a melody so direct, so piercing, it feels as if someone has opened their chest and revealed a beating heart. The sound swells, the harmony darkens, then bursts into triumph. Audiences feel not entertained, but exposed, as if their own private emotions are being voiced in music. This is the power of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, the Russian composer whose works speak with unguarded intensity. In him, the romantic ideal of music as confession reaches its peak. His ballets enchant, his symphonies weep and thunder, his concertos dazzle. His life was troubled, his end tragic, but his music endures as one of the most beloved in the world. Tchaikovsky was born in 1840 in Votkinsk, a small town in the Russian Empire. His father was an engineer in the mining industry, his mother of French ancestry. The household was cultured, with music and literature, but also provincial. Pyotr showed early sensitivity, a boy of fragile nerves, easily moved to tears by music. He played piano by ear before lessons began, imitating tunes, improvising. Yet in mid-19th century Russia, music was not considered a stable profession. He was sent to the School of Jurisprudence in St. Petersburg, trained for civil service. He worked briefly in the Ministry of Justice, but his soul rebelled. The opening of the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1862 offered a new path, and Tchaikovsky enrolled as one of its first students. He studied composition and orchestration rigorously under Anton Rubinstein, absorbing Western European techniques. Unlike the mighty handful of Russian nationalist composers, Balakirev, Kui, Mussorgsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, Borodin, who sought a purely Russian style, Tchaikovsky fused Russian melody with Western forms. He was cosmopolitan, elegant, yet deeply Russian at heart. His graduation piece, The Characteristic Dances, impressed enough to be performed publicly. He soon accepted a teaching post at the New Moscow Conservatory, beginning a career of balancing pedagogy and composition. The 1870s saw his first major works, symphonies, operas, the first piano concerto. That concerto, with its grand opening chords and sweeping themes, was initially dismissed by critics, including Nikolai Rubinstein, who declared it worthless. Yet when Hans von Bülow premiered it in Boston, it triumphed, becoming one of the most popular concertos ever written. Its blend of virtuosity and melody, its drama and lyricism, exemplify Tchaikovsky's appeal. His ballets also date from this fertile period. Swan Lake, 1877, was initially poorly received, criticized as too complex. Yet today it is among the most performed works in ballet history. Its story of enchanted swans, doomed love, and redemption fits Tchaikovsky's gift for melody and atmosphere. He elevated ballet music from background to symphonic richness, giving dancers themes as vivid as any opera character. Personally, Tchaikovsky was tormented. He was homosexual in a society that condemned it, forced to conceal his identity. He attempted a disastrous marriage to Antonina Noyokova, a student, in 1877. The union collapsed within weeks, leaving him shaken. Around the same time, he formed a remarkable relationship with Nadezhda von Meck, a wealthy widow who became his patroness. For over a decade, she supported him financially, allowing him to compose freely. They exchanged hundreds of letters, intimate and philosophical, yet they never met in person. Their correspondence reveals Tchaikovsky's fears, his self-doubt, his longing for connection. During this period, he composed masterpieces. His Fourth Symphony, 1878, begins with a fate motif, like Beethoven's Fifth, representing inescapable destiny. The symphony journeys through despair to affirmation. His violin concerto, written in Switzerland, is radiant, virtuosic, filled with soaring melody. Initially declared unplayable and criticized as vulgar, it too became a cornerstone of the repertoire. His opera Eugene Onegin, based on Pushkin, is a lyrical drama of unfulfilled love with arias of intimacy rather than spectacle. Tchaikovsky traveled widely, conducting his works in Europe and the United States, where he led his 1812 overture at the opening of Carnegie Hall in 1891. That overture, with its cannon shots and patriotic fervor, was written earlier to commemorate Russia's defense against Napoleon. Though Tchaikovsky considered it a potboiler, audiences adored it. Its exuberance, its hymn tune, its fireworks captured popular imagination. The 1880s brought further ballets, The Sleeping Beauty, 1889, lavish, enchanting, a fairy tale given symphonic life, and in 1892, The Nutcracker, based on Hoffman's tale, premiered. Initially lukewarm in reception, it became, in the 20th century, the most performed ballet in the world. Its dances, The Sugar Plum Fairy, The Waltz of the Flowers, synonymous with holiday magic. Tchaikovsky's Gift for Melody turned children's fantasy into universal celebration. His final years were crowned with triumph, but shadowed by unease. In 1893, he premiered his sixth symphony, The Pathetique. Unlike his earlier symphonies, this one ends not in triumph, but in collapse. Its finale sinks into despair, the heartbeat fading, the music extinguished. 9 days later, Tchaikovsky died in St. Petersburg. Officially, the cause was cholera, perhaps from contaminated water. Rumors spread of suicide, of pressure from scandal. The truth remains debated. What is certain is that his final work was his farewell, a confession in sound of exhaustion, sorrow, and resignation. Tchaikovsky's legacy is immense. He brought Russian music to the world stage, marrying national melody with universal form. He elevated ballet into symphonic art. He gave symphonies, concertos, operas voices that spoke directly to emotions. Critics in his time sometimes dismissed him as too sentimental, too direct. Yet audiences adored him, and time has vindicated their love. His music is performed everywhere, beloved by both connoisseurs and casual listeners. What makes Tchaikovsky a giant is his honesty. He wrote from the heart, without disguise. His melodies go straight to feeling, bypassing intellect. He embodied Romanticism's confession, the artist as vulnerable, exposed. His struggles with identity, loneliness, and despair are in his works, but so are joy, celebration, beauty. He reminds us that music is not only architecture of sound, but language of soul. Listen to Tchaikovsky and you hear confession and catharsis. You hear swans gliding, nutcrackers dancing, lovers yearning, armies clashing, fate knocking, sorrow sighing. You hear a man who gave his life, his heart, his secrets to music, and in doing so gave the world beauty that will never fade. Produced by Selenius Media, music by The Artificial Laboratory.